みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, welcome to the new JLPT N4 Prep Course, Lesson 7. I'm Jesse, and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
前回は文法と読解の問題3を勉強しましたね。
Right. In the last lesson, we covered 問題3 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
このレッスンでは問題4と問題5を勉強します。
And in this lesson, we'll cover questions 4 and 5 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
問題4と問題5は長い文章を読んで質問に答えます。
In questions 4 and 5, you read a passage of text and answer questions about the content. So in this section, you're tested on how well you can comprehend what you read in Japanese.
問題4と問題5の形はほとんど一緒です。でも問題5の方が少し長いです。
Questions 4 and 5 have the same format.But the text passage in question 5 is longer, containing around 450 characters. Now, of course, it's a bit of a challenge to review for reading comprehension questions through an audio lesson. So what we're going to do is review some really important grammar that you'll see in this section.
Sounds like a good idea.
In this section, a lot of the important information in the passages uses the conditional grammar, such as to, ba, tara, and nara. So in this lesson, we'll review those four conditionals as well as embedded questions.
そうですね。Conditional と、それから Embedded Question を見ていきましょう。
First of all, Naomi Sensei, can you please read the instructions?
はい。次の文章を読んで質問に答えてください。答えは1、2、3、4から一番いいものを一つ選んでください。
Read the following text and answer the questions. Choose the best answer from 1 through 4.Okay, so the important part is to read the text carefully to get the right information. Let's first go over the four conditionals in Japanese that often show up in these passages.
それでは頑張りましょう。
Before we get into them, there are two points I want to make. First, note that these are conjunctions, which mean they connect two sentences. So the patterns will be phrase A, conditional, phrase B. And second, the differences between these four conditionals are really subtle.But just know that you do not need to know the subtle differences among them for the JLPT, only the formation and the basic meaning.
うん、いいポイントですね。Good point. The first one is the to conditional.
This to comes before a natural or a habitual result. It's often used for giving directions or instructions. Can we hear an example of that?
はい。この道をまっすぐ行くと、右に銀行があります。
If you go straight down this road, there's a bank on the right.So it came after a verb here, 行くと if you go. So と can come directly after verbs, right?
Right. And also, e adjectives. Before nouns and na adjective though, you need だ before と.
Got it. So remember that, だと before nouns and na adjectives.
The next one is the ば conditional.
Now this one expresses a general if-then statement. Let's go over the formation for this one.There is a special way to do it. To create the ba form of a class 1 verb, take the last u sound and replace it with the corresponding e sound in the same column of the hiragana chart. So, for example, u would become e, ku would become ke, su would become se, and so on.
そうですね。Right. Here's an example. The verb 買う is to buy. We replace the last u with eAnd then add ba. So, 買う becomes 買えば。
買えば if you buy.
これを買えば人生が変わります。
If you buy this, your life will change. It sounds like an advertisement, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Let's look at the verb できる which is a class 2 verb.
And now for class 2 verbs, you just take off the must stem and add deba.
So, できる becomes できれば.
できれば, if I can, if you can, etc. This is a really common word. Can we hear a sample sentence that uses this word?
Sure. できれば来てください.
If you can, please come.
Actually, できれば is a very useful phrase.
The rules for the ba forms of class 3 verbs, adjectives, and nouns, which we didn't cover here, are all in the lesson notes, so don't forget to check those out.
The third conditional is tada.
Basically, A plus tada means upon completion of A. This tada can be translated as if, when, or after.
To make this, you just add la to a verb or e adjective in the past form.
For example, 来る would be 来たら.
Kenが来たら教えてください.
When Ken comes, please tell me.
For na adjectives and nouns, just add だったら after them. For example, 私だったらそんなことは言わない.
If it were me, I wouldn't say such a thing.
The last conditional is なら.
なら means if, and it's used when talking about what will happen in a certain context. So in English, this is roughly the same as if it is true that, or if that's the case. It attaches directly to verbs, adjectives, and nouns.
For example, あなたが帰るなら私も帰る.
If it's true that you're going home, I'll go home too. So again, don't worry about the differences between the four. Just focus on knowing the meaning and being able to form them correctly. More details about the formation are in the PDF, so make sure to read through those. Okay, and now we're going to focus on embedded questions.
From the name, it sounds really technical.
I know it does, doesn't it? But what it really refers to is just a question that is inside another statement or a question. An example in English would be the question, what time is it? In the sentence, I don't know what time it is. And there are two types of embedded questions, right?
Right. Embedded WH questions and embedded yes-no questions.
We'll start with embedded WH questions.
Maybe we should mention what WH refers to.
Good idea. WH questions refer to questions that have a word like what, when, why, which, etc. So except for words like how, they all start with WH, hence the name. Now let's see how to make an embedded WH question. To make one, you take a question with a WH word, put the question marking particle ka after it, and then follow it with a verb.
I think we need some examples for this to make sense.
I agree. So, can we have an example sentence, please?
はい。 バスが何時に来るかわかりません。
I don't know what time the bus comes.
The question inside here was 何時に来る?
What time does it come?
Then we added か and わかりません,
which means I don't know. So, can we hear that whole phrase one more time?
Sure. バスが何時に来るか わかりません.
And how about one more example?
昨日どこに行ったか覚えていません.
I don't remember where I went yesterday.
Scary.
So those are a couple of examples of embedded WH questions. Now let's take a look at embedded yes-no questions. These are simple questions that can be answered with yes or no. The formation is the same as embedded WH questions though, right?
Right. You have the question, add ka, and then follow it with a verb. One thing though, with yes-no questions, you can follow it with ka or with ka douka. They're both acceptable.
Ka douka is like whether or not in English. Mm. And in our examples, we'll use ka douka. So can we hear an example?
Sure. 正しいかどうかわかりません.
I don't know whether it's correct or not.
The yes-no question would be 正しい?
Is it correct?
わかりません.
I don't know. So, I don't know whether it's correct or not. And how about one more?
行くかどうか決めていません.
I haven't decided whether or not I'll go.
The yes-no question would be 行く?
Now, this could mean will I go? Will you go? It depends on the context.
決めていません.
I haven't decided. So, altogether, I haven't decided whether or not I'll go. Well, that was a lot of information, wasn't it?
すごい、たくさんありましたね。
So, now, are you ready to try your hand at practicing and reading a real passage? Well, unfortunately, we can't do that through audio. Mm. But our wonderful Naomi-sensei has written some practice passages just for you to try. There are real practice questions just like you'd see on the test, so don't miss those.
Practice passages はレッスンノートですよね?
That's right. They're in the lesson notes, so make sure to check that out.
Please give them a try.
And also let us know how you do. Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Make sure you study hard. しっかり勉強してくださいね。
Until next time.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.